In this episode and the next, I'm going to talk about imports a bit. In this episode, we're talking about importing our code under test. In the next episode, we're going to talk about importing the API of a project from within the project. This is partly for testing purposes and partly for example purposes, but we'll get into that in the next episode. In this episode, setting up everything right so that our tests can import our code under test. Now let's get to it. Welcome to Test and Code. If you've found value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to pythontest.com and look either in the top menu bar or in the bottom footer? And there's a few links we're going to talk about. Contact is how you can get a hold of me. Newsletter is how I can get a hold of you. And support is how you can find links to things like my book, the PyTest book, PyTest courses, the community where you can ask questions, and that's about it, really. I'd really appreciate if, especially if you could sign up for the newsletter. I'm trying to collect emails of people that might be interested in similar topics. So we've got some code we want to test and some tests. The tests need to be able to import the code under test, or at least the API of the code under test, in order to test it. Let's be more specific. Let's say our code under test is either a single Python file or a module with functions in it that need testing, or a directory full of Python files and modules with a dunderinit.py file. This is sometimes called a directory package or just a package, but it's a little confusing because we also have pip installable packages. That's something else we could be testing. And if we're installing an installable package, I'm going to assume that it's a package that's local to our machine. It's not something that's up on PyPI. So that's our code we want to test. It's either a single file module or a directory package or an installable package. Now our test code. Let's assume our test code and our source code are in different directories. So for the sake of this discussion, we've got a top level project directory, and then we've got a source subdirectory, usually spelled SRC in my case, and a tests directory. And what's one of our test files look like? In our test file, it's just going to be test_something.py. And inside of it, it'll have something like import project or import project name or import project.module or from project.module import func name. You get it. Somehow I've got the thing that I'm testing or the part of the project I'm testing within this file, I've got to import that function or the module or something so that I can access it from the test code. But the test code is in a different directory from the source code. So how does that import work? Well, really, we have to do one of two things. We either have to take the code under test and install it using pip, or we need to tell PyTest where to find the code under test. So again, our code under test is either a single file or a packet, directory package, or an installable package. If it's an installable package, that's the using pip to install our code under test. So we just say pip install dot local dir name, and that will install into our virtual environment. Hopefully we're using virtual environments. So what are the other cases? The other cases are the tricky part. So if it's a single file module or a directory package, or even just a directory of stuff, that's the hard part, and that's probably why you're listening to this episode. However, let's not dismiss the packaging thing right away. Packaging has gotten so much easier in the last few years that even if you don't intend to distribute your project via a package index like pip or a local repository or your work repository, let's taking the extra few steps to create an installable package from your directory package might be pretty easy, and it's something you might want to look into. But that's, let's say you didn't. Let's say you just want to have this directory and normally you're going to access it. You know how you're accessing it, but the tests don't see it out that way. So we need to tell PyTest where to find this code. Luckily, there's a setting specifically for this. It's called Python Path. And I'll put a link in the show notes to the documentation around this. And the gist of this is in your settings file, like say your PyTest ini or your tox ini or pyproject.toml. Let's say you're, for the sake of this argument, let's say your PyTest ini file, that's going to be in your top level directory. So your top project directory, the one at the same level as your source and your tests. In that file, you're going to have a line that says Python path equal SRC or source slash subdir or however I get to my code relative to that top level. That's the setting that you want to put in Python path. And that's really all we have to do to tell PyTest where to find that import and make that import work. What's cool about this is even when we're testing, not from, if you test from that directory, if you're in PyTest from the top level, PyTest will look in the test directory, actually look in all directories to find all the tests. At your top level, it'll find the tests and it'll find the code under test because of our Python path setting. Even if we've CD'd into our change directories into one of the subdirectory of the test directory, like several layers deep, PyTest will still find that PyTest any file. It'll find that Python path setting and set that relative to that top level thing, and it'll still find the source code. So that's really all you need to do to get your test code to find your source code. Another thing you can do with the Python path setting is you can set up a path to your helper functions. So let's say your tests have test helper functions that you've defined. You can stick those in, say, tests slash helper or really lib or really anything, and reference that from your Python path setting. And that can, now you can use test helper functions. So what are we going to talk about in the next episode? In the next episode, we're going to look at specifically different parts of your project and how to import those different parts of your project into other parts of your project. Specifically, I'm going to address a question where I have taken a possibly non-standard way for the command line interface to access the API for a project. Thank you for listening to Testing Code. Let's keep in touch. Head over to pythontest.com/contact to reach out to me, or /newsletter so that I can reach you, or /support if you'd like to, get a course or something. That's all for now. Now go out and test something.